How you feel physically?
I feel good. I think the first couple days are pretty good. As far as I feel, I think I did pretty well, but I think there's always some things I need to get back better at, like technique-wise. I think over camp, I'll definitely get that back.
You come into this camp with, you know, a lot of people at your position, you know, talking about, you know, you come off the injury, your mental state.
I feel good. Like I said, those are the things you can't control. It's just about competition right now and make sure everybody's on the same page. We all have one goal, and that's to win. And all the rest is going to take care of itself.
You feel like Fred Davis has got something to prove?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely coming off of last year, started getting a little something going and then having to stop because of injury. I definitely feel like there's a lot for me to prove for myself and goals to achieve. So, yeah.
Do you feel rusty or is everything coming back to you pretty quickly?
Route running-wise, I feel good. I feel like cut, break, run pretty fast. So, I definitely, everybody telling me I look pretty good. So, I feel good, too.
The importance of this training camp for you personally, with this being
It's very important. I mean, like I said, this is really more just this year's year I'm here. I'm only worried about this year, and I'm playing and being at the best that I can do for the team to make them, you know, whatever I can do, catch the ball, blocking-wise, whatever it is, and hopefully get Ws. That's what it's about.
Obviously, with, you know, the injury setting you back last year, but you were still able to see what this offense could do, what they've been preaching for so many years, you know. How eager are you to be a part of that now?
So eager. Definitely, like, watching them last year in the playoffs, man, just wishing I could be out there and make plays, definitely see where I could help them at. And I feel like just having us all back, me, Arakpo, all the other guys, I think we're going to definitely bring a lot to the table. So.
But still, even though you say it's a year at a time, this is a pretty big year for you.
Oh, yeah.
Kinda,
yeah.
You know, you have a good year, you get the long-term deal, yeah. Keep going. If you maybe get hurt again or something, you're kind of wondering.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, when you think about it too much, that's when you do get hurt or something. Like, I don't think about it. I'm just going to, you know, play like it's my last, each game like it's the last, each practice like that. And you go from there, and I think it'll take care of itself.
When you get that one-year deal, you can't help but take that personally because everyone wants that long-term deal. How long do you allow that to fester? Does it still kind of, you know, hit at you a little bit?
Not really, because, you know, it happened, it already happened. It's a business, you know. They're investing in it. It's like me investing in a car. I don't want a car that's beat up. You got to make sure it rides right first. So, I mean, I had an injury, and that's something that when you get an injury, like, that stuff happens, you know.
You sort of understand where they're coming from.
I understand where it's coming from. It's business. I mean, I didn't expect them to say, oh, here goes a whole bunch of money. You just got hurt, you know. But I don't want that. I'd rather earn it. I think that I will earn it, and I think if, you know, whatever it takes, I'm going to do what I need to do. So.